The movement of two Confederate statues in Lexington this week attracted a lot of attention from various sectors of the community and beyond. Today, the bronze likenesses of John Hunt Morgan and John Breckinridge sit in storage, awaiting relocation, while efforts continue to finalize their placement in the Lexington Cemetery. Less than a mile away from the cemetery sit veterans of Foreign Wars Post 680 and American Legion Post 341. Neither of the two military veterans approached at the VFW supported the move. Lexington resident Randall K. Dinsmore is an auxiliary member of the VFW. His father served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
It's history, you know. And if it weren't for history, we all wouldn't be here, you know.
Across the street at the American Legion, Lexington's Cheryl Williams says she's bartended for veterans for 40 years. She doesn't feel the statues should have been moved.
If they're going to be here, why can't they be where they're at? Why do you want to move them to the cemetery? We're still going to have them. So why bother? Why bother with moving the statues? I think that's wrong. I think it's a disgrace to our veterans.
Also at the American Legion post was Joe Wilson, who served in Germany from 1965 to 1967. He said he considers Confederate soldiers U.S. military veterans. Wilson said prior to recent events, he really hadn't paid any attention to the Breckinridge and Hunt Morgan statues. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.